In this bulletin, Parliament House shuts down to the public after a staffer tests positive for COVID-19. A volcano has erupted in Indonesia. And in cricket, New Zealand spinner Ajaz Patel becomes the first bowler in 22 years to take 10 wickets in an inning. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Federal Parliament will be shut down to the public until further notice after a staffer of Greens leader Adam Bandt tested positive for COVID-19 after being present at Canberra's final sitting week of the year. Health authorities say they are currently working with ACT Health to determine whether the fully vaccinated individual was infectious while in Canberra. Greens MPs have been sent into isolation while they wait for test results. Climate scientists are finding people's first-hand experiences with climate change will taint their vote at next year's federal election. A global survey from the University of New South Wales Climate Change Research Centre has found most people find out about climate change from drastic weather events. The centre's professor Matthew England says Labour's climate policy is a step in the right direction to tackling global warming.
Australians, unfortunately, are learning the hard way that climate change is real and happening. And so I think this is going to be a different election. I think Australians are expecting some action on this. They want action on climate change. They've seen some of the worst impacts with drought, bushfires, severe flooding events, and they're upon us now.
Meanwhile, Darren Kindley-Sides, CEO of the Australian Marine Society, argues a deeper emissions cut is crucial to save Australia's Great Barrier Reef.
Scientists say we need to cut emissions by 75% by 2030 if we are to keep warming within 1.5 to 2 degrees. Those are critical thresholds for the Great Barrier Reef. We know that corals bleach at high temperatures. We must limit warming if we are to protect the Great Barrier Reef and reefs around the world.
New South Wales health experts are still chasing results that will reveal whether all 13 COVID cases at a Western Sydney school are the Omicron variant of the virus. Three people at the Regent's Park Christian School are confirmed to have the Omicron variant, but urgent genome sequencing is still being done on the remaining 10. Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant says the source of the Omicron school cluster is still being investigated.
It's linked to Christian School, Regent's Park Christian School in Western Sydney, but also the Sydney Indoor Climbing Gym. We have advised people at the school and also at the climbing gym of the actions that they need to take in order to prevent the further spread. But can I actually thank the school community? It's been an amazing turnout for testing. Many of the school community turned out yesterday for testing, and that's really been useful in us getting a rapid understanding of how the transmission has occurred.
The parents of a teen accused of killing four students in a shooting at a Michigan high school have been charged with involuntary manslaughter and arrested. James and Jennifer Crumbly are accused of failing to intervene on the day of the school tragedy despite being confronted with a drawing and chilling message that was found at the boys' desk. Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald explains the charges.
Mr. Crumbly purchased this weapon for his son, and that on the 27th, Mrs. Crumbly went to the shooting range with her son, posted on social media saying that it was a Mother's Son Day and that she bought a weapon for her, a gun for her baby for Christmas. It's also clear from the facts that he had total access to this weapon.
Authorities have been looking for the couple since Friday afternoon. Their bail has been set at $1 million. Ethan Crumbly has been charged as an adult with murder, terrorism, and other crimes. The Semeru volcano in East Java, Indonesia, erupted on Saturday, engulfing villages below in a cloud of ash. Mount Semeru, the highest and most active volcano on Indonesia's Java Island, started belching out thick clouds of smoke at around 3:20 p.m. Videos on social media show residents running for cover as ash rained down. The Disaster Mitigation Agency of East Java has so far reported no casualties or damage. Teams have been dispatched to nearby areas in East Java's Lumajang district. Mount Semeru, which stands 3,676 meters above sea level, previously erupted in December of 2020 and January of this year. And in sport, New Zealand spinner Ajaz Patel has become the first bowler in 22 years and third of all time to take 10 wickets in an innings as the Kiwis went down to India in the second test. New Zealand were all out for 62 in their first innings against India's 325, with the tourists trailing by 263 runs at India's Wankhede Stadium on Saturday. India off-spinner Ravi Chandran Ashwin picked up 4 wickets for 8 runs, while his fast bowling colleague Mohammad Siraj chipped in with 3-19. Mayank Agarwal was the top scorer for the hosts with a knock of 150. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 33 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 26. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 21. Hobart, partly cloudy, 20. Canberra, also cloudy, 18. Wollongong, possible shower, 19. Sydney, cloudy, 22 degrees. Newcastle, a shower or two, also 22. Brisbane, showers, 27. Cairns, a sunny day at 34 degrees. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 35 degrees.